All right, I have a college football blitz for you guys. I think you're going to enjoy it. Just wrapping a little Lions to start the day. Jeremy Otto upended the show. Backup quarterback talk. But it was the idea of, man, if Hooker's not lighting it up, if he's not a for sure guy to go in the game over Nate Sudfeld, God, that pick looks worse and worse. Then David and ticket texter Tom hit us with the next pick was Tank Dell. Can you imagine this team with Tank Dell? Bottom line. No. Different time. The other thing, and it is a wild story. Maybe we get to it later. But this athletic story about Connor Stallions, dude, this dude is George Costanza. He's Cosmo Kramer. This guy trying to get a job at Berkeley High School, and the admins step in and they're like, yeah, first of all, you don't have a right to a job that we never gave you. Please stop showing up. Second of all, he's writing manifestos. He's basically saying that I control the media. They won't write any stories if I tell them not to. But look, I'm saving you time because here's the thing. It is absolute proof positive this dude's a psycho. But that is an inconvenience for you Wolverines because you think painting him out as a lone wolf and a nutcase is a victory for you. It's actually not. It actually makes the videos of your seven-figure high-level coordinators and your demigod head coach sliding their headset off to talk to said psycho in the seminal moments of your games and seasons, that makes it look that much worse.
Yeah.
Because if someone is a nutbag, here's what I don't do. I don't listen to them. I don't have them on my sideline. I don't have them as a part of my company.
If this athletic story is true,
they have documents.
This is a 6-part series. Okay. This is the next clip. Seriously. Just that article of, well, what do you mean I don't work here? Sir, we are respectfully saying, no, you don't meet our qualifications. When you have the head coach telling parents, hey, trust me on this. Just don't Google him. Okay. Let me explain to you. Don't Google him. So what's the first thing the parents do? You Google. Oh, it's that guy. But the fact that he went back and forth with the athletic director and the administration saying, I don't understand. What do you mean? I got the job. Sir, you never had the job. I talked to the principal. Cut scene to the principal. I don't know who he is. I've never talked to this man. If you have nothing else, this story is entertaining.
I also want to add one thing, and this is just my opinion. I can't prove this, and I'm not saying it to be hurtful. I'm just more convinced of something right now than I've ever been convinced. Okay, my opinion, not reporting the news. Someone has to be bankrolling this guy for his silence. Like, let's just call this what it is. This guy, I don't want to hear how he's from the Vanderbilts or the Rockefellers. His parents are school teachers. Second of all, you haven't been gainfully employed in a while. And a lot of people would say being an analyst for a football program and making nothing, that's not being gainfully employed either. Selling broken vacuums, not gainful employment. The idea that this guy is floating through space and trying to take a volunteer coaching job, there's no money coming in. So guys, I view a lot of college football programs this way. It's not a Michigan thing. It's called a life thing. If this was Missouri, I'd say the same damn thing. I just, in my heart, I'm like, all right, someone is being his sugar daddy for his silence and for him to go about his business. That's an opinion. That's just, I can't prove it and I'm not going to try to. I just, in the world of common sense, dude, who takes jobs you don't get paid for? Like, no, don't tell me he's Scrooge McDuck.
Right.
All right. This isn't Jeff Bezos.
Right. Like, if Nick Saban all of a sudden decided to go and coach a local high school team in Alabama, we kind of understand he just loves the game. He's got the money. He's got the free time. This is a young man, and he is basically shilling for a job.
Anyway. It's hilarious, dude. Like, it's crazy. That article is nuts.
The fact that he kept showing up and I've been meeting with the players. Please stop. Please get off the property. You don't work here, sir.
Yeah, it's wild. But if you're bored, you want to read it, like, we're not going to make it a big thing on the show because we've got so much other stuff to do. But it's a crazy article.
It's entertaining. It really is. Mike, I had to go back and get the glasses. Like, okay, this is good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit much. And I'm ready for football. Like, I'm largely just, until the NCAA does their thing.
But the four-day exchange between him and the athletic director.
In insane land.
Where he finally finished it off with, let me write you a 1,500-word email of why you need to hire me. Maybe he needs to be a writer. Maybe he's missing his calling. This man loves to write.
It's fine. Like I said, it was just a PSA. If people want to read something, I'll call it interesting. It is interesting. It's crazy.
It is.
But whatever. All right. David, I got time for one, right? Very special. A man who I thought disappeared. I thought he moved. We just haven't heard from him all summer. Mm. We welcome in a 20-year veteran of the program.
I'm going to leave and just let you two have
it. No. You please join the fun.
I love when you and this caller.
It's always a blessing. We bring in Bishop.
Gentlemen, the Christmas is in the air and it's football season. I'm waiting to see Aiden Childs in the mighty Michigan State Spartans.
I'm glad you are.
Mike, listen. I've been around for a long time, man. Michael, that's the worst 120 seconds of radio I've ever heard you do. Don't ever do that to yourself again. Nobody cares about Connor Stallions. We have the Natty. It's in the trophy case. We don't care.
I don't care that you don't care. That's what you're missing. I don't care. The rest of the college football world cares. You're not supposed to. You can stop using my full name and your faux passive-aggressive nonsense. We can just be men about this.
Okay, if you'll let me. Here's what I will say. I think it was relevant during that time, and we took an opportunity to walk very circumspectly around him. And he probably added some value to the program, which is why headsets came off and they listened to him in some way, shape, or form. I will say this. Everyone likes to hate on Michigan for doing what it needed to do in order to win the Natty. And we'll take whatever comes with that. I don't care if we ever win another in the next 25 years. I am who you said we are.
And that's exactly how you should approach it. But the one thing you don't have a right to do is to tell anybody else what to do. Nobody cares what you think, Bishop. Nobody cares what your repugnant fan base thinks.
Well, Mike, I'll keep it above board. I'll do the Michelle Obama. If someone goes low, I'll try to go high.
I didn't go low. I just said no one cares. You don't get to ask for respect that isn't earned. You cheated. You won your natty. One of my best friends went to the damn game. You think I'm mad at him? Absolutely not. But he doesn't get to dictate terms just like you don't. It's insane behavior.
Last thing, Michael, and I listen, I love you, and I'll continue to call in as long as you'll have me.
Please do.
As long as you'll have me. Last piece. Mr. John L. Smith, or John C., how long do we give him? 2 seasons? 3 seasons? We haven't seen anything. I'm really worried about the program.
No, you're not.
I want to see.
No, you're not. Yeah. Have a nice day. All right, that was
condescending, disingenuous. Well, but it's so funny because then he's saying, you know, respect and all of this. I'm being respectful.
No, you're not.
I'm going Michelle Obama. Like, really?
I'm bored of it. The point I'm making is
this has been the sidewalk.
First of all, Jonathan Smith. I don't know. I mean, if he's bad, I give him the same. I'd give any coach in college football 2 years.
Yeah, unfortunately, it used to be three,
but
maybe
two.
Four.
But yeah, but. The ground rules of this show have been the same. Now, Bishop, if you want to call a safe space, we put on the play-by-play team 8 hours a day. Call them. The ground rules have been simple. Go win your natty. Enjoy it. Take the pictures. Go on the trips. Do whatever you got to do. But you do not get to demand validation. So that's it. You can call. You can do the same passive-aggressive stuff you've done for 20 years. I don't care. But the bottom line is, you don't get a say. And when an article is written and we take 7 or 8 minutes out of a 4-hour show.
They moved on, Mike.
And they should. Right. But you don't get to tell the rest of us to.
You've moved on, but when you see a key piece is just constantly in the news and you realize this guy may not have 52 cards in the deck. And then you're wondering, well, he was an integral part of your championship. You can't deny that, Bishop. You can't deny that he wasn't on the sideline calling plays. Because the one thing I know, and yes, you can sign. I know a lot of coaches. And the GAs have nothing to say on the sideline during a game. They're not even on the sideline. They're in the booth somewhere. They're taking recruits around the stadium.
Stop.
That's their job.
Stop with facts.
Okay.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
But go read the article. Or don't. I don't care. I have a fun blitz for you.
Okay.
We're going to do this next. The good things about college football. Our series rolls on.